Now, as you know, we've been creating the first ever Australian whistling team, the Australian Championships we're holding here at the station tomorrow morning.
Oh, I'm nervous.
I'm nervous too, you and me both. But we thought we'd need an expert opinion on what we should be doing to prepare for this massive championship. So I've tracked down the producer of the Masters of Musical Whistling International Festival and two-time world champion whistler. Her name's Carol Corfin. She joins us now. Morning, Carol.
Well, good morning, Ellie and Josiah. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Carol, two-time world champion. That's a real honour to have next to your name. Can I ask, what songs did you get over the line with your whistling skills?
Well, of course, I had to do some classical music, so Ave Maria was one of my winners. And I did also an Alicia Keys song as my popular entry. So there's quite a few songs that you have to perform for the whole series of competitive songs, but those were my winners.
I'm going to guess it was Fallen because there's a lot of layers to that song.
I love that song. That was definitely one of the winners.
Yes. Wow. Two massive vocal pieces, so I can only imagine whistling just as difficult. So how did you get into the sport of whistling?
Well, you know, it's a little friendly story that most of us have. A family member, for me it was my dad, was a whistler, and of course I wanted to be just like dad, so I started whistling too. And then when I found out about the whistling competition in my 20s, I thought, you know what, I'm going to North Carolina and I'm going to see what happens. And I won second place on my first try. I figured this is definitely my sport. I'm not going to get any farther ahead in any other sport.
Yeah, this is awesome because we honestly hadn't even heard about it until recently. And now it's all we can think about is being the Whistle World Champions. So how has life changed for you since you became a Whistle World Champion? Do you wear your badge of honor around with you everywhere you go?
Of course I do. Absolutely. So I have a wonderful time being a whistler. You know, it's really an instrument that we think of as so unique, but I think of it as the world's first melodic instrument that people were doing, right? Because we all carry our instrument with us as whistlers. And so it has been wonderful. I've traveled the world. I've competed and performed in Japan. I have been on cruise ships. I have just been invited to be a part of so many different experiences as a whistler. And really the message is to own your own unique voice, whether you're a whistler or whether you have some other artistry that has yet to be discovered. Our mission is at the Masters of Musical Whistling to encourage people to just have fun with who they are and what they do.
Well, we can't wait to get involved, Carol. Now, I'm surprised you agreed to come on our show because you are essentially our competition, you
Very
might
true.
Say. Can you give us a quick little bit of whistling so we know what sort of competition we're in for?
Absolutely. Well, lucky for you, I'm actually the producer of the event. I am not a judge and I am not a competitor because I pay the judges, so they won't let me compete for some reason.
No.
You know, I'm not sure if it's fair.
Yeah, you've had it two times. You got to give us a chance, you know?
exactly. Well, I'm excited to get your team over to the Masters of Whistling. Let me do a little bit. Do you remember Royals by Lorde?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do a couple of bars of that one. Here we go.
Okay.
All right, that's all you're going to get.
Oh, my goodness. Are you a human or are you a bird?
I am nervous, Carol. We have no chance.
The strength of your breath and the vibrato in your whistle,
wow.
My goodness. We've got no chance.
Thank you.
Hey, Carol, do you know You're the Voice by John Farnham by any chance,
is that
song?
Is that big in the States?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know that one. Why didn't you prepare me? I would have studied for you.
That's okay. That's going to be our submission when we get in before deadline tomorrow. So we are getting people from around the Goulburn Valley in Australia to submit their entry with us, and we're going to lock it in, and hopefully we get to see you over there.
Yeah, it's an Aussie classic. You're going to want to hear it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm ready to create a new category of team whistling for you. So I'm definitely expecting you to send me an email at mastersofwhistling@gmail.com and get your entry into the competition.
Yes.
And I just want to say, keep in mind what you're looking for as judges is not only breath control and musicality, but you really want to know that that expression is there, and you want to feel the passion coming through those whistlers. I'm excited that we might find some undiscovered talent from down under.
Yeah, those cruise ships, those Japanese concert halls that you've been performing in will never be the same again. We're going to be making our mark. That's our next stop.
I love it. Well, the Global Whistlers Orchestra that I invented, it doesn't exist yet, but I'm hoping that your team will join it. We can travel the world on cruise ships and whistle our brains out.
Well, anything pays better than this job, Carol, so we'll take it.
All righty. Well, Carol Kaufman, two-time World Whistle Champion, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We're honored to have you on, and get ready to receive our submission later in the week.
Well, my absolute pleasure. And if anybody wants to find out more, you just go to mastersofwhistling.com, and there we are.